Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
He ain't got my smile, that don't bother me a bit. He's got somebody else's eyes I'm seeing myself in. I'm holding on to every moment, God knows I missed a few. The day we met I knew I had some catching up to do.
So in my current show, Bumblebee, I look into the relationship with my stepdad. And of course, you hate your step-parent, don't you, when you first meet, move in with them. It's like, who is this guy? And it was made worse because there was no transition. We were straight into living with this guy, and I used to overhear him having sex with my mom. Those first few weeks, it's like I was 11. I was just getting to grips with kind of what sex was, and things were a little backward back then in terms of information. I used to try and get all my information anatomically from a shower catalogue, as I remember. There was no information, so I was just trying to get to I'm cracking up thinking about it. I was just trying to get to grips with things, with life and sex, and but there was a lot of sexual information coming from the next door room. I'd be woken up by screams as this guy I didn't know was fucking my mum. And at one point, I swear my mum said, pretend to be Batman. He in my blood ain't got my name. Pretend to be Batman. I know, right? I don't even know what that is. What do you do? Like, oh, kapow. I have no idea, it's traumatizing. And tricky to get on with your stepdad when, you know, it's tricky to get on with him in the daytime, and every night he's banging your mother dressed as Batman, grumpy. It was all very bizarre. Moving in with this guy I didn't know. My overriding memory, apart from him fucking my mom, was he used to have this bad back all the time. So he used to hang upside down on the stairs. Presumably, this was him pretending to be Batman. So I had this strange upside down man fucking my mom. And he used to also hold in sneezes. Why are you doing that? The sneeze is the most pleasurable thing you do. A sneeze will never leave you. A sneeze will never walk out on you and cheat you. He used to hold in sneezes. He used to go, he used to like hop, swallow the sneezes. Why are you doing that? He'd never show emotion. He'd never show. In the first year I lived with him, we used to cook all of our food in a deep fat fry. It sounds like I'm making it up now, but the same oil was used literally hundreds of times until the oil turned black. And one time my mum was walking across the kitchen with the hot oil. She just turned it off, walking across with the hot oil to get rid of it. Mum, Jesus, have you never seen a disaster movie? Let it cool down. Anyway, she trips and spills a I still can't believe this was a mistake. How do you do this? She spilled all the burning hot oil down my stepdad's back. His whole back, like, peeled off. And he just said, ow. Ow. Or maybe it was kapow. I don't know. This guy was an emotionless robot. But it's only years later. It's only years later that I realised the truth. My stepdad was a hero. He was a hero for not losing it with me. Because there is nothing more annoying than other people's children. Nothing. Your own children are, oh, they're amazing, your own children. Oh, they're incredible, your own children. It's coincidence, but your own children are the best children, aren't they? And they're so beautiful, aren't they, your own children? Oh, they could be models. Your own children. Hi, is that delusional model agency? Hi, yeah, my own kids are fucking beautiful. Other people's kids, they're annoying buck teeth bastards. They eat like a fox in a bin. Watch TV all day. No wonder those parents paid $28 million to send that teenager into space with Jeff Bezos. It's a summer holidays, anything to get that little fucker out the house. But I realise now, all these years later, hit me like a train. My stepdad was a good man. Now let's face it, he was good at sex as well. My mum's orgasms were very loud. Only joking there, they were obviously faked orgasms. You can tell they were faked. It was like, oh, achoo! Hold it in, love! Learn! No, he was great at sex, my stepdaddy had it. In all the positions, hanging upside down on the stairs. But I mean, that was just for his bad back, to be honest. Anyway, in a roundabout way, all I wanted to say in today's episodes is try and be good to your step-parents. We're all going to have step-parents. Get married as well, obviously. That's going to last. But when you do get your step-parent, kids, it's an awkward situation. But don't forget what I didn't realise then. It's awkward too for your step-parents. They appear awkward because they're probably nervous. And yes, you are probably an annoying little shit. Like I was back then. But give it a few years. And you'll see. The way they looked after you. For your whole life. Even though you're not flesh and blood. And that's when you realise. Maybe. Maybe he was a superhero. After all. That's a love to you all.